Hello and welcome to the Leading Together podcast, and we hope that this podcast has been helping you lead better together. I'm Ryan, I'm part of our staff in Victory and Every Nation Philippines, and today we're going to be talking about campus ministry with Pastor Dave and Pastor Gilbert. Hello.
Yahoo!
Hey. Medyo formal.
Yay!
Hey Ryan, hey Dave, hey everyone. This is going to be an exciting topic for me.
Yeah.
Close to my heart.
Yes.
Actually, the question is, both of you are technically, Pastor Dave, you're still a campus missionary.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
And Pastor Gilbert technically started.
I am a campus missionary.
Yon.
All just right. Have a different role now.
Pastor Gilbert, how long have you been doing campus ministry?
Well, during that time, we were called campus evangelists. I was a student, but mm-hmm. they said, oh, you're now the campus evangelist. Okay, I didn't even know what that meant. Mm-hmm. For me, what it means is go preach the gospel to students, disciple them, raise them as a leader. That's it. If you're listening, if you're Victory, if you're a staff, we all know we started in the campus, 1984. Mm-hmm. Victory U-Belt, when missionaries, veteran missionaries here in the Philippines, mm-hmm. missiologists would say to Pastor Steve and Pastor Rice, don't start a church in the University Belt area. It's suicide. It will not flourish. It will not grow. It will die. Because there's no money, and they're transients. Mm-hmm. But they heard the Lord, and they started in U-Belt 1984. So that's what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. So it's like breathing air. We've been doing campus ministry, so it's a part of us.
Come to think of it then, even when I was reached out, for me, isa lang talaga din yung whole concept nung, I don't know what was the name before, mm-hmm. Naabot ako pa yung poster ng Youth on Fire.
Ano ka ba? Youth on Fire?
Youth on Fire.
Pero ano na ako noon?
So, ano ba siya?
ENCM.
You're not the life boxer.
Tapos life box ako naging staff.
ENCM first.
But yun yung naabutan ko.
Kasi nakita, life box.
Well, it was Youth on Fire.
Okay.
And then VCM, ENCM, slash, and then we said ENCM. And then life box, and then ENC. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pero for me, it was just someone was there helping me know Jesus, growing in my faith, helping me help others know Jesus. Mm-hmm. Tapos later on ko na lang nalaman na yun na pala yung 3Fs, tapos ito pala yung 4Es. Mm-hmm. Parang,
so it wasn't like an org in campus?
Later on ko na lang nalaman.
Yeah, but during your time, you didn't know.
Someone would just go into our classroom and say, may free food, tapos may pag-game, tapos may warm up question, tapos may word, tapos parang maganda naman, inspiring naman yung word, tapos someone would follow up on you after.
Yeah. I know that's how we started, pero why is that something that we still do up to now?
Campus ministry, ito, kabisado ni Dave to, the campus manifesto. 8 reasons why we do campus ministry.
Yeah.
Salary deduction.
But yeah, yung 8 yung reasons, yung campus manifesto, the very first time that I read it, mm-hmm. For me, it was like, oh nga, no? It really does make sense. So of course, the future leaders of our society are in the campus. So yung number one.
Okay, nagbibilang tayo dito.
Think of all the future doctors, politicians. Yeah. I'm not saying na wala namang student mm-hmm. na naging ganon, but majority of them are there. The approachable, trainable masses are in the campus. So, madali silang ma-shape, madali silang ma-mold. I mean, right now, it can be mold. They can be molded into anything.
Yeah, compared to some older dudes. Yeah.
Diba? So, we want to do that. There was also a research back then, but I have to find the, mm-hmm. the ano to, kusan galing, that most of the people who gave their life to Jesus did so at a very young age. So, dun lang nagvavary yung age, pero definitely bata. Okay,
like
so,
90% before the age of 25.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, imagine. So, that's one. If you reach a student, you reach mm-hmm. a family. Out of all the 8, actually, ito yung medyo, it really made me see the value of it. Kasi, imagine you're not just reaching a particular person, but mm-hmm. the families of that person in the future. Mm-hmm. So for me, yun yung talagang nag-ano sa akin. Yes, not just yung current family nila, pero pag nag-asawa yan, pag nagka-anak yan.
Yeah.
So that's one. Major movements started mm-hmm. on the campus. We know that rallies, legislations, okay, bills that wants to be passed, ideologies, galing yun sa campus din. The values of the campus would reflect the values of the society. So whatever is in the campus now, more or less, yun yung magiging values ng mga students, anak natin.
It's still happening now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So yung mga ngayon na medyo nagtitrend, minsan dumaan na yun sa campus.
Yeah.
Like, palaos na.
For me, ang nag-resonate yung future leaders of the society, of our nation, of the other nations, if you think about it. Why are we in the campus? Because the future leaders are in the campus. A while ago, I was talking to Jeng, our ENZ director, and he said he visited someone who used to be a student, I think in Baguio. He was discipling this student. He's now a lawyer and a chief of staff of the mayor of one of the most influential cities here in Metro Manila, leading 12,000 staff.
Wow. Wow.
So we were talking, and that's the product of campus ministry. In U-Belt alone, I was doing a wedding, and I saw a lawyer. He's now the city prosecutor of one of the biggest city in Metro Manila. And we can go see the prosecutor, one of the most influential, a judge now. And I mean, you see them and their fruits of campus ministry. Imagine, imagine if all that batch gets discipled and they go to different sectors of our society as disciples, as solid disciples, president, senator, judge, and then a business leader. This nation would be changed. That's the hope. The hope is not in one, we go back to this, one presidential candidate that would change it. But the hope is a whole generation getting into the different sectors of society, becoming the salt and light there.
Going 10 years in campus ministry, may nakikita ka ng kinasal, kaanak.
Like them, a city prosecutor, a judge, a city prosecutor, somebody writing a script in a famous teleserye. I mean, that's they're from campus ministry. Not to mention pastors, campus missionaries, people who've gone full-time. There's a ton of them. Product of campus ministry. So for me, that's why I said I'm a campus minister or campus missionary for life. My role changes. Now my role is leading this movement here in the Philippines, but at heart, I'm a campus missionary. That's the thing about our campus ministry that's quite unique. We're a church-based campus ministry. We're not a para church where we just do campus ministry and we encourage them to go to church. Church-based campus ministry means our pastor and all our staff are into campus ministry. It's not a department. Hindi siya yung department sa local church na, oh, may kids department, may single, may campus department. We're thinking we're all out in reaching the campuses. That doesn't mean we're excluding others. Kasi pwedeng maging gano'n, di ba? Pang estudyante lang ba to? Paano ako businessman? Paano ako out of school youth or whatever? It's not. We believe that everyone can take part. Everyone can be involved. And everyone has a part to play in reaching the campuses. So what we say. And of course, as a church, we minister to the different seasons of your life. We just did single space. Shout out to all the singles. And that's one of the things we wanted to do. When you graduate from the campus, you have a community in the church. Whether you become a single pro or you get married, you get meron pa rin community. That's the difference. We're not just discipling you, we're plugging you into community. As a church, it's Victory, ENC, that's...
Of course, and maybe Pastor Gil, maybe you could correct me na lang the way I know. We also are a very empowering church. So meaning, if someone has a heart for a particular ganito or ganyan, of course we would, you know, pray, support. Yun nga, bawat churches may meron din ano to, seniors, ano ba? Seniors. Married, di ba? Ano ba?
Golden pillars.
But yeah, we're all out in terms of wanting to see students and their families and their campus and communities.
I think in the church, when you have ministry to the seniors and ministry to, that's a pastor. I'm a pastor. Mm-hmm. As a pastor, trying to take care of the flock.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have a campus ministry where everybody can be a part of, but we will take care of everyone. We'll shepherd everyone. We will pastor everyone. Mm-hmm. But the single main focus of the people group, mm-hmm, that we feel like God has given us a stewardship to, mm-hmm, is the campus.
Okay.
A stewardship is a call from God, a trust. In the same way that Paul said, I have a stewardship to the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. Peter have a stewardship to the Jews. That doesn't mean that Paul will never take care, mm-hmm, or preach the gospel or disciple Jews. Mm-hmm. He did. But the main focus is the Gentiles. Jews for Peter, but if there's a Gentile, he would minister. So, mm-hmm, that's the same thing with us. I know that one day as a ministry, we will give an account to God, mm-hmm, about that calling for the campus. So that's why it is, it's a serious thing.
Yeah.
Ako medyo magshift lang ng konti. Yeah. Nandito na rin si Pastor Gilbert. Yeah. Tanong ko na rin to. So, when we go to church, okay, or our church, of course, minsan iniisip parang, ito mukhang, parang mas medyo matanda or medyo ano, ito mas mukhang bata. Is it ever the
but
goal
but yung
to...
matanda sa akin, bata sa akin.
Actually, pa akin yung
umihilag.
Okay. Is it really our goal to always make victory young?
The goal is not to make victory young. The goal is to reach students, disciple students. I mean, if there are old people who can reach and disciple students, we can make victory young and not reaching any young person.
That's good.
And not reaching any students. That's not the goal. The goal is to reach them. The goal is to disciple them. And that's what I love about victory. I mean, we've got lolos and lolas who take care, who do their part, mentor. We've got businessmen who mentor. They give their time, their effort. Some of them can't go to the campus. They're very active in praying for the campus and students. Mm. Some of them give money to ENC so that we can reach more. So in whatever way you can be involved in reaching the campuses, we encourage you to do that. And we see that, mm-hmm, all over our churches. Everybody can still do their part. So that's what I love. Multi-generational in a sense that it doesn't matter kung anong generation mo, as long as you have a heart for the campus, you can do your part. There's something you can contribute. So
we're called to do campus ministry as
and it's a
church.
Calling, yes. Yeah. And it's a calling. So there's a stewardship. There's an accountability before God.
Yeah.
So there's a fear of God of like, one day God's gonna call us to account.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're doing this.
And from what I know, even when we do missions, we do campus ministry also.
Church planting, world missions, everything we do, every church plant, Metro Manila, outside Metro Manila in the province, we start in the campus. Church plant in world missions, in Cambodia, in Laos, in Thailand, when we go there, we go to the campus. We go where the students are at. And God has blessed us. Mm. I mean, we've seen how God has blessed our strategy of going to the campuses and starting churches.
Yeah.
Ang isa pang challenge sa campus ministry, especially if your church consists mostly of students, is the culture shifts so fast and quickly. So you're doing campus ministry and what you were doing 4 years ago, you think is still effective? Mm-hmm. Probably not. So you have to re-strategize. You have to recalibrate. The way I preach has changed through the years. Like every couple of years, I have to change the way I preach in a way that would be connecting and relevant and mm-hmm. effective to the students. So, Dave, how is that with you? I mean, 10 years ago, you came in full-time. 10 years after, have you seen that change, the shift?
Definitely agree. I mean, technology, of course, is a cultural thing.
Yeah.
The way technology develops would definitely impact culture.
Yeah.
So what culture was before, dotahan, computer shop, nandun yung community. Now, it's so much different where you could just do Discord or just in the comforts of their home. You feel like naglalaro kayo pero nasa somewhere kayo. So it's a different thing.
My wife was talking to my 16-year-old Gen Z. And she said, and nagpapabata yung wife ko, sheesh. Go ahead. Mom, we don't use that anymore. Can you imagine?
Ang term niya dyan, once na nandun na tayo, wala na sila dun.
Yeah. I mean, even the terms, that now that millennials are using it, we don't want to use it anymore. Like, what?
Yeah.
The aspect that you love them, that mm-hmm. you want to know them, mm-hmm. you want to think how you could serve them, share Jesus to them. I guess those questions would still remain. Mm-hmm. But how exactly do you use Discord? Do you use Messenger? Do you go to their house? Yeah. Do you meet in the mall? Eh, minsan, ayaw nilang mag-meet sa bahay kasi ang gulo sa bahay. Mm-hmm. Mas gusto nilang lumabas. Si iba naman, gusto sa bahay kasi ayaw sila palabasin ng parents. Imbes na ikaw lumabas, papuntahin mo na lang sa bahay. So that alone plays a huge difference in the approach.
But at least for campus ministry, I'm sure, as much as the students have preference in terms of who to listen to and what to listen to on these days, our campus missionaries, I'm sure, have preferences also on how to do campus ministry.
Very good. I was writing before this episode, if you're a campus missionary, if you're listening to this, what's expected of you? Those, at least for the time being, will not change. We're expecting you to make disciples of students, student discipleship. We're expecting you to engage your campus and preach the gospel to your campus, evangelism, engage. And then we're expecting you to raise leaders, mm-hmm. develop them as leaders. And then fourth, we're expecting campus missionaries to do ministry in other campuses that have no campus ministry. So four things. And the way you do it, you're empowered.
Mm.
The way you engage, if you're from Erist, might be different from the way you engage if you're from Ateneo.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving you the freedom, and we're empowering you to do what kind of engagement you want. When it comes to student discipleship, somebody asked me, but Pastor, I don't feel like using one-to-one. You don't have to use one-to-one. That's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have a better tool mm-hmm. to use in discipling students, go ahead. We're trying to provide you with as many tools as we can in order for you to be effective. But if not, then go ahead. But those are the four. As a campus missionary, would you say that?
Yeah, campus outreach, student discipleship, leadership development, and campus expansion. I think those four things is something that should be there. And siguro when it gets translated to what I really found valuable, especially up until now, actually, mm-hmm. as a campus missionary, is really spending time with students face-to-face. That's where you get to hear. Iba yung makikita mo yung maamoy mo, maririnig mo, nakikita mo sila. Mm-hmm. Saan sila kumakain, ano yung hilig nila, ano yung mga jokes nila, ano mm-hmm. yung mga...
Sobrang underutilized when I was in Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Strategizing, they're starting. You know, the first thing I said, if you're a campus missionary, you need to be on campus every day.
Wow.
That's the only thing. Every day, you get to see them, you get to listen to them, you get to understand them, and you get to pray for them. Even if you're not engaging anyone, just being there, mm-hmm. so underutilized, so undervalued. Nung nasa Ubalt ako, I would tell the campus missionary, I don't want to see you in the office. I don't ever want to see anyone of you. I want you to be in the campus every single day. So if you're a campus missionary, and think about this, be in the campus every single day.
Mm-hmm. The principle behind there is you be where they are.
Yeah.
So like some of them nasa mall. So harang, that's your, nandun ka, abangan mo. Nandun ka sa food court nila.
Hindi ka makapasok. Yeah.
Pero yung heart behind it is nandun sila eh.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see where they are. Be where they are.
And
lalo pandemic, they were in their houses. That's why we were doing a lot of drives, bike engaged connect, things, whatever it is. So because that's where they are.
Yeah. And it's the best way to contextualize and really get to know what they're into.
Yeah.
Especially because
One of the things, if okay lang to bring this up, one of the things that as we're talking about, that we feel like we really need to improve on is discipling the students who grew up in church.
Mm-hmm.
Parang tayo dati, we know how to disciple students who have never been in church.
Mm-hmm.
Up to now, I think with some effectivity. Pam, you have not heard of church, you have not heard of Jesus, you don't know anything, this is the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yung grew up in church, the familiarity, the been there, done that, and so I think that's one of the things we're really trying to break the culture code off, if you may.
What do you think is limiting them?
I think familiarity is one of the biggest.
Familiarity, because they grew up.
Yeah, you know, Jesus in his hometown, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Performed miracles all over.
Mm-hmm.
And then here you come, home court advantage, mm-hmm. like NBA. So the disciples were thinking more miracles.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says he couldn't do any miracles there. It's not that he didn't do. He couldn't do any miracles there. And why? Because they were familiar with him. So the faith wasn't there. There's no sense of expectancy. There's no faith. Like, oh, we know you. You're the carpenter. Mm. So I think that's where these students who grew up in church are at. Like, well, I grew up here. I've been there. I've seen that. I've heard you. I know you.
So is this a case of they're just not growing?
Some of them are losing their way.
Yeah.
Diba pagka hindi solid yung foundation mo, then and they go to the campus and then here are all their worldly friends, then they get swayed.
And that's when campus ministry is super,
super important.
Important.
And we've seen on the other end, the one, diba, yung lost their way. But because may campus ministry tayo dun, then they get back on track. So yun naman yung tama.
And sometimes there are things talaga, it's really a partnership with the generations.
Yeah. So like for example, there'll be people from the provinces, grew up in church, medyo hindi na sila okay. Then pagdating sa U-Belt, nare-revive.
Mm.
Kasi boom, new environment, new stuff.
Or na rekindle yung mga bagay na narinig na nila dati.
Yeah,
sa,
just because it's a new environment, new community, new friendship. I think yung familiarity talaga yung biggest challenge when it comes to the students who grew up in church.
I agree too.
What are like, for a campus missionary, what are the common parang limitations in being able to do campus ministry? Or at least from the things that you're hearing or ano?
I guess it's that expectation that when you do this, may results agad.
Oh.
And sometimes it would dampen a person's faith. And I would say, ngayon, again, mas marami pa experience si Pastor Gibbs, but in the 10 years, minsan ngayon ko nga lang nakikita na, naalala mo pala yung shiner ko tukol doon?
Mm.
Or minsan di nga yung shiner ko eh. Yung stories, may isang beses, nag-share sila ng stories about what I did sa kanila. Hindi ko na maalala.
Sabi sa campus ko, missionaries now?
Hindi, sa mga students.
Students now.
Oo, muna. Parang sabi ko, una, eulogy ko na ba ito? Boy pa ako, guys. Okay. Second is, also those things are made an impact to you now that you're bigger. And I would like to encourage our campus missionaries na, walk your relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Just be faithful. Do the four E's. It works.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes not in your timeline, but it does work. It does.
Very good.
So, just be faithful with that.
Wow.
Maintain that relationship, try to reach out. Kasi minsan, nag-preach, nag-follow up, tas minsan parang feeling nila wala. But it does something in the spiritual realm when you till the ground, when you made effort, when kahit wala mo na na-save. Kasi pag nagsistart ka ng campus, minsan may divine appointments meron agad. Kadalasan ng alam ko, minsan wala. Mga second, third try mo pa lang, may isa ka na. Doon ko pa lang magkakaroon ng isa. Pero there's something there. Eh. So, I would say those two.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard this before. I'm sure if you're a campus missionary, you're not the one who said this. But I would hear, policies are like this. There are certain policies. Mm-hmm. And again, una, pagka malaki na yung organization, kailangan may policies. Mm-hmm. So policies are not bad. They're not the enemies. But second, sana marinig nila na I'm always trying to look for policies that are not helping us and trying to cancel that policy. Mm-hmm. It's just not easy. Yan dami yan, eh. Laki natin. So, we're for you. If you're a campus missionary, we're for you. We want you to be as unhindered as you can in doing your job of reaching the students, discipling them, raising them as leaders. We're trying everything we can to do that. Minsan, if they don't understand how big we are and how things play out, ganun talaga. Growth, with growth comes complexity.
Yeah.
Nobody created complexity just for the sake of creating it. We've grown. We're more complex. We're trying to simplify everything. We did a reorg to simplify everything. We're doing everything we can every single time to lessen. I don't think we can totally eliminate complexity because of how big we are, but to lessen complexity as much as we can.
Yeah, and I think that's something we need to cultivate because we're building multi-generational.
Yeah.
It means, even for me, it's not everything I've done, okay, in campus ministry. I know someone did or has done that already prior to me. And meron din mga next generation then after me. So it would definitely have a conversation. And I think that's something we should not be afraid of. And it's something we should lean in. I'm just trying to imagine, Pastor Gilbert, no, when we were a bit smaller. Back then, kilala nyo talaga lahat eh.
And we talk a lot.
And so, you talk a lot.
Wala masyado yung gap nung what it means.
Yeah.
And alam niyo yung pastor message yung
right.
Pag madami na yan, pagdating doon, galit na. No, hindi yan yung sinabi ko.
Right.
Pero kung dalawa lang kayo, pag-pass mo, nagkakaintindihan kayo. We're gotten to that place where ang haba na nang pass the message natin. So kung gusto natin magkaroon ng good understanding, then that person and this person should be talking. So let me speak to the older pastors and leaders that we have here in Victory. Initiate that. Mentor, bring some of the young campus missionaries with you. We're going to have a trip. Bring them into the table. Give them a seat on the table. Talk to them. Listen to them. Get that conversation going. And when they ask or clarify, don't think it's coming from a bad spirit. There should be trust. Don't think it's being critical. There should be trust. Don't think it's dishonoring or disrespectful. Just get that conversation.
Yeah, sure.
I guess we are being taught to think critically. We want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that critical spirit is another thing wherein we think badly of those, of others. Not just those who are ahead, but also those who are younger. So come from that and have that conversation.
Yeah.
And if there are tensions, may pag-uusapan din talaga. And I think we need that for the next 10 to 20 years.
Yeah.
We cannot go away with that kasi hindi na tayo, hindi na, kagaya nung sa inyo dati, Pastor Gills.
Lang,
eh. Like the other campus missionaries or directors that I know, hindi ko naman nakasama yan nung lumaki ako. Eh.
Right.
So, may ganun talaga. I have to think, hindi yan yun. It just feels like that. It is perceived like that. Okay, tayo. Right.
And one of the things that I like Pastor Steve used to say, there's always somebody higher you can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the younger campus missionary, I'm talking to you and it seems like I can't break through in this talk.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I talk to my leader, my pastor, I get frustrated. Then talk to somebody who leads your pastor.
That's okay lang yun.
Yeah, that's when we say open door policy.
Mm-hmm.
When open door policies, minister's handbook natin, you can talk to anyone you want to talk to. The people I work with, I said, you can talk to Pastor Steve, Pastor Kevin, anytime about me.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime. I need that.
Wow.
You need that. I mean, please, go. So, that's a culture. So, they don't have to be just frustrated with one leader because it's not going the way they want it to go. Talk to somebody else.
Yeah, I think, I guess, the communication gap is really brought about by the it's a complexity talaga brought about by growth.
Yes.
So at least for the younger generation, there's trust, like you said, and there's a seek to clarify.
Yeah.
If there's something that you don't completely understand, or feeling mo, is it really like this? Seek to clarify. And for the older generation, it's welcoming those questions.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not assuming that they know.
Yeah.
And being asking pa. Yeah. Asking if I know where they're coming from, or I know asking more questions if they actually know. So what about those who are part of Victory, those who attend Victory, who are not campus missionaries? Asking for a friend of a friend. What if I don't have a heart for campus ministry? Yeah. Can I be part of Victory? Can I be part of what we're doing? Because Victory is called to do campus ministry.
That's a great question. We welcome everyone in Victory. We're very welcoming. We would love everyone who feels like you're called to be a part of Victory. If you still feel called, you are to be part of Victory, great. You know, the Bible says God is the one who puts the parts of the body where they want him to be. Victory is one part of the body, and there's a specific function and calling that God has called us to be. If you feel like this is yours, great. We will always talk about campus ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We will never shy away from it, shrink back, or change our message. If that's okay with you, then great.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to have anything to do with campus ministry, great. We'll still pastor you. We'll still be there for you. But we will keep on talking about campus ministry. We will keep doing it. We will be faithful to our calling. Minsan doon eh. Minsan sila na yung wala akong heart. You keep talking about that. Then if you get to that place, then you're probably not in the body, in the part of the body that you need to be. I mean, vision, kasi vision and calling attracts and repels as well. That's how it is.
Wow.
It attracts the people who are called in the same direction. It repels people who are not called in the same direction.
Wow.
And it's fine. Ganun talaga yung, that's really how it is. And maybe God is calling you to another ministry, another Victory certainly is not just the church. We're not the best. We're not anything. We're just part. We're doing our part.
Mm-hmm.
And our part is to reach the campuses. But again, if you still feel like this is your church, you're called here, God has put here, we will, Pastor, you will take care of you.
On top of what Pastor Gilbert said, I would say, as a believer, diba, you are empowered also to do what you're called to do. Pero yun nga, we're still, the resources, the time, the staff of Victory would always have a spot for campus ministry. But, you know, kung siyama dito, we're not saying, oh, bawal to, bawal. Wala namang ganun eh. We also celebrate some of our church members who did this, started this, all this, some social responsibility efforts and all of those stuff. But you would always hear them say na, pero, ano, dito pa rin ako sa Victory because they cared for me, they shepherded me. And I love also what they do for campus.
Yeah, it's a hard issue, diba? Parang, missions, hindi naman lahat makakapunta sa missions.
Yeah.
But everybody's doing their part. They can pray, they can give. Ganun din sa campus ministry.
Yeah.
I might be totally immersed with business people. And that's what I do. That's my passion. But I'm going to pray for the campus. I'm going to mentor a student. I'm going to give something. I mean, everybody could do their part in campus ministry. So yung sagot ko kanina, yung totally
yung wala,
yung feeling mo, hindi talaga yan yung para sa'yo. So.
For those na who have a heart or maybe considering being able to help out in campus ministry, what are the opportunities for our
Well, that's a great question. I think for those who would be listening who now have a heart or biglang naglagay ng burden si Lord na sa kanila for that, I would encourage them to talk to their campus missionary or pastor.
And all churches have that.
And all churches have that because the opportunities would differ depending on the church then. Some would ask this particular help. some ganito. So I would want to encourage them to go ahead, talk to their pastor, talk to their campus missionary, and think through how he or she could help out in the campus, in whatever way it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think we're good. And I think maybe one last thing. We're already in the post-pandemic season.
Yes.
Or era or woo-hoo. Whatever. What are we excited for in campus ministry?
Come on, Dave.
I'm excited for the next generation, whether that's a campus missionary, a younger pastor, or even a student, that they will see God as the Lord God Almighty in their generation in a different way. Or it might be the same way, pero it's something that they will experience. Not just the stories of old, but they will have their own stories to tell. Mm. And I don't want to box God, say, ito gagawin niya. But I am so 100% sure that they will encounter God. And I'm excited to hear stories that they will tell to my son na hindi ko na story, ang story na nila yan, of how they conquered their quote-unquote giants, whatever that may be, okay? And how God has shown himself to be faithful in whatever way, healing, miracles, provision, whatever it is. I'm just excited to hear those stories. Because at the end of it, God is glorified. The gospel is preached. I'm excited to see also how they will shape campus ministry and how things are, how we can reach out to students. I'm sure that if our campus missionaries love God and love people, we would see those things happen, come to pass. So,
come on. I'm excited particularly for two things. Number one, is the expansion again that we're expecting. Mm-hmm. Every season in church history that there's a contraction, the next season, immediately after, is greater expansion. So we've had some form of expansion in campus ministry for the past couple of years. Pre-pandemic, we had students, we had so many leaders, but I know we're going to have more in this post-pandemic season. So I'm really, really pumped for that. Second, I'm excited to see the potential of the Gen Zs. Mm. I've got a Gen Z in my house. They're different. They're just different. They're digital natives. They think differently, but there's so much potential in them. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to unlock that potential. I'm excited to see Gen Zs being developed as the next leaders of our movement, of our churches, and of this nation. I'm excited for the different kinds of Gen Zs. I'm already trying to see, not just outside the church, but inside the church. Mm-hmm. That we've got great Gen Zs inside the church. Pastors, kids of the parents who have served well and faithfully in our churches. I see the potential, and I'm just so excited to see those potential unlock. Not just the potential, but them fulfilling the purpose. Naalala ko tuloy yung preaching ni Tami. It's not just maximizing your potential, it's fulfilling your purpose. I'm excited for them to fulfill their purpose. Gen Zs.
I can really feel the heart and passion, Pastor Gilbert, Pastor Dave, for the next generation. And I think a couple of questions really for our listeners as we end this episode is really, at least for students, how can you continue growing in your walk with God? For those who are attending Victory, Every Nation Campus, or everyone else, how can you continue to be part of what God is doing in the next generation?
And then third, for the campus missionaries, I have a message for them. If you're a campus missionary, keep growing, keep learning. There's so much to learn about this generation, of how to reach them. I've heard this from someone, curious, humble, thoughtful discourse and conversations. Mm-hmm. Curious, humble, thoughtful. I would like to encourage all our campus missionaries to do that on a daily basis. when you engage with students. Learn from mentors, learn from coaches, learn from your pastors. Don't ever settle thinking you know campus ministry. You don't. There's so much more I'm learning mm-hmm. now that I've been in campus ministry for almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. I want to learn and I want to grow more. So for campus missionaries, for students, there's so many. But one thing is always be involved in a church community. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest. I've seen students who are so passionate, may habits, meron lahat. But when they get cut off from a church community, that's when the passion is gone. That's when the fire is gone. So always find your community. Always be a part of community. We talk about victory groups, and sometimes it becomes so familiar, but that's a lifeline. That is a lifeline. Be friends with them. Make sure these are your friends. Make sure it's not just a meeting you attend. If you're a student, make sure you have friends in church. Friends would help you push you toward God, help you fulfill your purpose, help you fan into flame the gift of God that's been deposited in you. And get a mentor. Get somebody you can learn from, follow, and help you in your walk with God. If you're a member, if you're a leader, there's so many ways you can be involved in reaching the campuses. Prayer is one. Please do pray for the campuses. Pray for our campus missionaries. Pray for the students. This generation is under attack from the devil. And there's no greater contribution than prayer. You can give a partner with a campus missionary. Give to ENC. And lastly, you can disciple. Mm-hmm. Students, whether you're a coach, a mentor, or a discipler, if you have a chance and opportunity to do so, then please give your time and effort to do that.
Thank you, Pastor Gilbert. Even if I'm not a student or a campus missionary, I'll take the first two in as well. And of course, the third one. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Gilbert, Pastor Dave. Thanks for this conversation.
Man, I'm so excited. Thank you. I love this topic.
So for those of you joining us, thank you. And if you know of anyone who would find this helpful, please share it with them. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Tweet it, IG it, tag us. We'll retweet
you.
We'll re-IG.
Please tag VictoryPH.
Bye.